Michael Lewitt is president of Harsh Capital Management in Boca Raton, Florida. His company decided many years ago not to invest with Bernard Madoff. You don't sound, Mr. Lewitt, like you're in a mood to gloat, but tell us what turned you off to Bernard Madoff. You really were going against the flow.
Well, the biggest red flag was simply that it's not possible to produce, 1%, 1.5% a month, month after month, in good markets and bad markets. There's no such thing. People would like to think there's such a thing, but it just doesn't exist. So that's number one. Number two is when you ask somebody how they're generating the returns and they won't tell you, that's another red flag. You know, investors, or I should say hedge fund investors, tend to try to hide behind the cloak of saying that their strategies are proprietary, that there's something, top secret about what they're doing. And that is, in my opinion, utter nonsense. We just didn't buy it. I mean, either somebody who wants to take your money is going to tell you what they're doing with it, it's your money, or they're not going to get it. And that's how we operate.
Well, there are people who are saying abroad now, okay, this represents a massive failure of U.S. regulators. Is that what the problem is? I mean, does the buck stop here?
It is a failure of regulation. You know, a firm of the size of Madoff's, should not have escaped regulatory scrutiny. I mean, the fact that hedge funds are not regulated, is part of the problem. But the other side of his business was regulated. We now know that the SEC did receive complaints and didn't act on them. But, certain firms of a certain size should simply be subject to scrutiny, especially when there are so many red flags.
And why wasn't it, though? I mean, what took the regulators?
You'd have to ask them, but, I mean, clearly regulators have had their hands full.
Are there international checks and balances on this kind of rogue company?
No.
Internationally, nothing.
The hedge fund industry, operates, primarily offshore in the cracks of the regulatory regime. This is just another example of the ideology of total free market deregulation failing. And clearly we don't need government running everything intimately, but there's got to be a middle ground. People have been warning for years there would be some major hedge fund fraud. This is it. And there will be others. This is not the last one. This one was exposed because Madoff couldn't handle $7 billion of redemptions. He finally couldn't hide the pea under the cup anymore. He's not the only one. There will be more.
Could you envision, say, Britain or Spain filling the regulatory void on the U.S. system by imposing regulations of its own internationally?
It's very possible. I mean, you have institutions like Bank Santander and HSBC announcing very large losses. And, I think there's going to be a political backlash.
How would that affect operations here, then?
First of all, it would make it tougher for hedge funds based here to raise money. And it would put pressure on U.S. regulators to catch up.
Just one more thing before we let you go. I have your newsletter, the HCM Market Letter, in front of me now. And in the last paragraph, as you write about this, you write about Bernard Madoff, and you say he was a legend in the Jewish community. You go on to say that many of his victims are Jewish, including Holocaust survivors, talking about the charities as well that had invested with him. Why is this provoking a flood of feelings in you? What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm a very active member of the Jewish community. I've been the president of a Jewish day school. I've been active in my conservative synagogue here. I try to live, by the Jewish values I've been taught and by the values I've taught my children. Jews live in a world that is very hostile to them. When we see a fellow Jew act in this way, it's almost indescribable the pain you feel. There are so many people in the world that are trying to do harm to the Jewish people as it is, and then you find that somebody who was among the most highly regarded people in the community has done, as much damage to his own community as anybody in many, many years. The pain is, and the shame is, just unspeakable, because it's a terrible blow to Jews throughout the world, to Jews in this country, and it makes what this man did particularly painful to witness.
We appreciate your talking to us about this. Michael Lewitt, president of Harsh Capital Management in Boca Raton, Florida. Thank you again.